Welcome back to the Bottom Line Blueprint. Today, Elsie and I are tackling a question we get all the time. Which QuickBooks Online plan is right for my business? It's a huge decision, and honestly, it can feel a little overwhelming with all the options out there.
Absolutely, Alan. You know, I've seen so many small business owners just pick one, then realize a few months later they're either paying for features they don't need, or even worse, they're missing crucial functionalities that would make their lives so much easier. It's like picking a car without knowing if you need a sports car or a minivan.
That's such a great analogy, Elsie. And it really highlights why this conversation is so important. QuickBooks Online isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Intuit has done a pretty good job of segmenting its offerings, but understanding those segments is key. So, let's just jump right in. The most basic plan is Simple Start. Who is this typically for?
Simple Start, in my experience, is perfect for the true solopreneur or a very small business with minimal needs. Think freelancers, independent contractors, or a service-based business with just one owner. If you're primarily sending invoices, tracking basic expenses, and need to see how much money is coming in and going out, it's fantastic. You get income and expense tracking, invoicing, receipt capture, and basic reporting. It really lives up to its name, Simple.
Right. It's about getting the fundamentals covered without the bells and whistles. What I often tell people is, if you're not managing inventory, not running payroll through QBO directly, and you don't have employees that need to track time, Simple Start is likely enough. It's often the cheapest entry point, and you can always upgrade later if your business grows.
Exactly, and that's a key point. Upgrading is usually quite straightforward, but then we move up to Essentials, which is where things start to get a bit more interesting, especially if you have a growing business, or maybe even one or two employees.
Yes, Essentials really expands on Simple Start. The biggest additions here are usually multiple users. You get up to 3 users, which is massive for a growing team. Plus, you get bill management, which means you can enter and pay bills directly in QuickBooks, not just track expenses. And time tracking, that's a game changer for service businesses or anyone needing to bill clients based on hours.
Time tracking is huge. I've worked with consultants who are trying to manage time manually or with separate spreadsheets, and it was a nightmare. Integrating it directly into QBO makes invoicing so much smoother and more accurate. And the bill management, that helps a lot with cash flow forecasting, knowing what you owe and when. It feels like the first proper small business accounting system, if that makes sense.
It totally does. It brings a level of sophistication that Simple Start just doesn't have. And for many small businesses that are moving beyond just one person, it's essential. No pun intended. Now, what about Plus? This seems to be the sweet spot for a lot of product-based businesses or those with more complex needs.
Plus is definitely the most popular choice among our clients, and for good reason. It builds on Essentials, offering up to 5 users, but the real star of the show here is inventory management. If you sell products, whether physical or even digital subscriptions that need tracking, Plus is almost a necessity. You can track cost of goods sold, manage stock levels, and understand your margins much better.
And project profitability. Let's not forget that. For service businesses that run complex projects, being able to track income and expenses specific to each project within QBO is invaluable. You can see at a glance if a project is actually making you money or if you're losing money on it. It's a huge feature for strategic decision making.
Oh, absolutely, Alan. Project profitability reporting alone can save businesses from taking on unprofitable work. I mean, think about it. If you're a marketing agency and you're not tracking hours and expenses per client project, you might think you're busy and profitable, but some projects could be silently draining your resources. Plus helps you identify those quickly.
And budgeting. You can create comprehensive budgets in Plus, which is crucial for financial planning and forecasting.
So for a small to medium-sized business with inventory, multiple projects, or just a need for more robust financial control, Plus is usually the recommendation. It's truly where many businesses find their footing for sustainable growth.
Definitely. It's the Goldilocks plan for a lot of people, not too little, not too much, just right. But then, for the larger, rapidly scaling small businesses or those with very specific advanced needs, there's Advanced. This is where we see some serious horsepower.
Advanced is a different beast entirely. It's aimed at larger, small to medium-sized businesses with more complex workflows and higher data volumes. You're talking about up to 25 users, which is a huge leap. But beyond the user count, you get really powerful custom reporting, allowing you to slice and dice your data in almost any way imaginable. You're not just getting standard reports. You can build almost anything your business needs, from sales by region to recurring revenue breakdowns to deep dive into specific expense categories across multiple classes or locations.
And specific user permissions too. In Advanced, you can really granularly control what each of those 25 users can see and do. So if you have a large accounting team, sales team, operations, you can set up very specific roles. Maybe your sales manager can only see sales reports and customer data, but not touch vendor bills. Or an operations lead can only manage inventory and purchase orders. It's about control and security, which becomes paramount as you grow.
Yeah, those custom user roles are invaluable for internal controls and security. And that dedicated account manager can be a lifesaver when you're dealing with complex setups or issues. It's like having a direct line to Intuit support that truly understands your unique business structure. Another often overlooked feature in Advanced is the ability to batch import invoices, expenses, and journal entries. If you're dealing with high transaction volumes, say an e-commerce business processing hundreds of orders daily, or a consulting firm with tons of monthly expenses, that alone can justify the cost. Imagine manually entering 50 invoices versus importing them all at once. It's a massive time saver.
It can save hours upon hours of data entry, absolutely. So, to recap the main plans, Simple Start for basic sole proprietors, Essentials for growing service businesses with a few users, Plus for product-based businesses with inventory and project tracking, and Advanced for larger SMBs needing extensive users, custom reporting, and highly granular controls. But what about pricing? That's always a big factor, and it can be a bit of a moving target.
It definitely is. Intuit often runs promotions, especially for new subscribers, so it's always worth checking their website directly. Generally, as you go up in plans, the monthly fee increases significantly. Simple Start is the most affordable, followed by Essentials, then Plus, and Advanced is, of course, the most premium tier. It's an investment, but if the features save you time, reduce errors, and provide better insights, it absolutely pays for itself. Think of the hours saved on manual tasks or the money you don't lose on unprofitable projects because Plus showed you the red flags. The ROI can be substantial.
And let's talk about add-ons briefly, Elsie. Sometimes a business might think they need a higher plan for just one specific feature, when in reality, an affordable add-on or integration might solve their problem on a lower-tier plan. For example, if you need more robust payroll than what QBO offers natively, you might use a third-party payroll service that integrates rather than jumping to Advanced just for that, which might be overkill otherwise.
That's a fantastic point, Alan, and it's something I always emphasize. The QuickBooks App Store is huge, and there are integrations for everything from CRM to e-commerce platforms like Shopify, time-tracking solutions like T-Sheets, expense management apps, you name it. Don't feel like you have to get everything from QuickBooks itself. Often the best solution is a combination of your QBO plan and a few specialized apps that do one thing really, really well. It creates a best-of-breed tech stack tailored to your exact needs, rather than trying to force a single larger solution to do everything, potentially less efficiently.
Exactly. So, my ultimate advice for choosing is to really sit down and map out your current needs, but also think about your next 1 to 2 years. What are your growth plans? Will you be hiring more staff, launching new products? Will your transaction volume increase dramatically? Don't just solve for today. Try to future-proof your choice a little. It saves so much headache later if you're not constantly upgrading every 6 months.
And don't be afraid to try out the free trials. Intuit usually offers 30-day free trials for each plan. That's the best way to kick the tires and see if it genuinely fits your workflow. during the trial, actually put in some real data, process a few invoices, track some expenses, try to run a report, test out the features you think you'll use most, and even some you're unsure about. It's a risk-free way to make sure you're making the right decision and you understand how it feels to use the software day to day.
Great advice, Elsie. And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. A good bookkeeper or accountant can help you assess your needs, recommend the perfect plan, and even help with the setup and ongoing management. They often have insights into which plans work best for specific industries or business models, and they can spot potential issues you might miss. It's an investment that can save you a lot of headaches and money in the long run, ensuring you leverage QBO to its fullest.
Absolutely. Getting it right from the start means you'll spend less time on administration and more time focusing on what you do best, running your business. It truly makes a difference in your peace of mind and your bottom line. Thanks for breaking it all down with me, Alan.
My pleasure, Elsie. And thank you all for tuning in. We hope this episode has given you the clarity you need to confidently choose the right QuickBooks Online plan for your business. If you have more questions or a topic you'd like us to cover, please reach out. Until next time, keep those books smart.